good word if that plane has to be beep.
Yeah, I know. I think it's more like, I would describe it as sailor in a war zone.
Yeah, and the Marine drill instructor is now on vacation.
Yes, Robert has marveled at my ability to create adjectives at times.
Yeah. She's a very impressive curse word magician.
Ah, very
new
good.
New stuff, huh? Try some of the new stuff on it.
Other than you, I don't curse at people. I only curse at, you know, the copy machine and the computer and the printer from heck and all that
and
kind
me.
Of stuff.
And me.
I can just see you.
The coffee machine slumping its soldiers at the shoulders and shuffling off into the kitchen.
I can't believe she said that about me.
Actually, you know what? I don't drink coffee. I mean, can you imagine me if I were ramped up on caffeine all the time?
She called me a drip.
Yeah, really.
She said I was a French press.
Where's Jerry?
Weakling.
Look up. Early. Yeah, we're never going to get those marks out of the ceiling. I didn't know our toenails went that far.
Well, for your sake, we're glad it's no longer tax season, and you can relax and take your hands off the top of your head, Bob, for the next 9 months or so.
Yeah, if I can ever get through this lawsuit from heck, it's ridiculous.
What's going on with the lawsuit? Tell us all about the most intricate details of it here on the air.
We have time left on the show.
really? At the beginning, there was a huge cloud of gas and dust.
A little over 2 years ago, I got run into by a 16-year-old licensed for a month, new car, on Kingwood Drive.
Uh-huh. So if you murdered that guy, you could plead insanity and, oh, you didn't do that. Okay,
yeah,
never mind.
Yeah, as a girl. No, I'll tell you what, though, my kids were in the car with me, and if my kids had been hurt instead of me, they would have had to pull me off of her. But, you know,
okay, let's bring it back on subject, everybody.
We were really blessed. I mean, I got knocked around, but my kids, you know, I ended up in the emergency room and in physical therapy for a few months. But my kids didn't even have a bruise from the seatbelts retracting. I mean, they came out completely unscathed, you know, physically. Emotionally, we've had some issues. I mean, Tori, for a while there, I would wake up in the middle of the night, and she'd be standing there next to my bed looking at me, which is a little disconcerting to wake up to.
Like a Stephen King movie.
Sure,
yeah,
okay,
let the skewer down,
you know?
Tori.
Yeah, really.
But does this mean that they're not going to want to learn to drive so you can spare yourself all the headaches of, no,
yeah,
it couldn't be that
good. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking
of
the other line here. No, Daddy's not killing Mommy, no.
And then Lexi, she doesn't talk about it as much as she used to, but she still brings up the accident sometimes and says how she wish it hadn't happened. And I've got some permanent damage to my left wrist and stuff. So anyway, I tried for 9 months to settle it like rational, competent, honest adults with this insurance company. They would go months without returning my phone calls. It was just a disaster. So after 9 months, and we're claiming part of it is loss of income because I wasn't working for months.
Yeah.
I'd given them everything, copies of my business return, my business tax returns and all those kinds of things. They wanted a list of my clients and letters from clients attesting to work I had not done that I would have done had I not been injured. Well, you can't attest to a negative.
Yeah, you can't write a...
taking basic logic.
You can't present a letter from a guy who was thinking about hiring you if you didn't know he was thinking about hiring
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And when you're self-employed like I am, about half of your income comes from recurring work and the other half comes from new stuff, that one-time things that you pick up. Like... You pick up one-time things every year. It's just a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they wanted a list of my clients, that was it. I mean, I tried for 9 months to deal in good faith, and so I finally had to hire an attorney, and... So it's been over 2 years now, and finally, right before the two-year mark, they made an offer of less than my medical bills.
Wow.
And we're talking about five figures, okay? We're not talking about a huge lawsuit. I just want what's fair, because it cost us quite a bit of money for me not to be working for the better part of 6 months.
Well, sure, and not only that, but they have lawyers that are full-time employees of their company that they don't have to pay extra to handle their side of the deal.
Right. And, I mean, I was in pain for about a year. I still have problems with my wrist. I've got scarring. I mean, you know, this isn't – and there was no question of the fault, because stop sign, no stop sign. And it wouldn't have been as bad an accident, except that when she realized that she had pulled out in front of me, she panicked and hit the accelerator instead of the brake. So her little Jetta hit my minivan and took it up all the way over the median.
So it was a little teeny bopper in a Jetta? That sounds like one of those 80s teen angst movies.
I know. And so
now playing at Kingwood,
nonstop.
Here
it was,
you.
So So anyway, these creeps offer me less than my medical bills, which is like spitting in my face. Less than the actual medical? I mean, good
pain
great.
And suffering, you send them $20.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, there's no way. I mean, and we were blessed because we have very good insurance, and it covered nearly, it covered probably 95%. But anything that's recovered for the medical, well, that's going to go 40% to the attorneys, and the rest goes to the insurance company. And it's not even as much as what the actual cost was. So it was really, really insulting. And so finally we had to file a lawsuit. As it turns out, it took so long to get this done because I've had to track her down. Her daddy's a doctor here in Kingwood. And I don't care about that. The fact is they've got insurance, and the fact is she injured me substantially. But she's been in school in Kingwood, in Denver, in Los Angeles, and now in Canada over the last 2 years.
Is she the daughter of a Hollywood producer by any chance? Because I think I know who you're talking about.
No, she's the daughter of a physician out here. I would be so ashamed if I were the parents of this person, because you know what? If my kid injures someone, I want to make it right. And it's not like we're trying to sue for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I just want to be compensated for what I lost and the fact that my wrist is screwed up for the rest of my life.
Well, no doubt about it.
The other day, where Mom, can you do push-ups? It's like, sweetie, I could never do more than a couple, but I'll never be able to do it again.
If they can hear this show in Kingwood, you're going to be partially justified by the time we're through broadcasting.
Yeah, that's what really gets me. If I was sitting here, oh, God, I'll never walk again. I'll never work again. I want a million.
Duck,
that's not what this is about. This was about, you know, demonstrating exactly what my income was every year. You could actually see I took a 50% hit in revenue that year. And my revenue went right back to where it was the following year.
Well, that'll teach you. You should always hire a real shyster for deals like this.
Apparently, yes.
We're going to call our Kingwood listener and
hi, Mom.
And ask him if we can get some civic action going on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to hire my flesh-eating attorney, yes. Mr. Carnivore, yeah.
You're going to be in so much trouble with your wife when you get home, Robbie.
Oh, no, she's a recovering attorney. Through long and careful thought, she determined that the practice of law in and of itself was unethical.